KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN in area sporting notes. Atlantic senior Craig Allen Becker made his college choice official on Wednesday. Surrounded by family and coaches, Becker signed his letter of intent to continue his track career at the University of Northern Iowa. Becker's been a standout track and cross-country runner for Atlantic. He notched the best after finish for a Trojan boys cross-country runner with a seventh-place finish at the state meet this past season. He was part of Atlantic state championship 4x800-meter relay team in 2018 and helped the team to a runner-up finish that year and then a third-place finish the following year. Becker said he really likes the mix of big opportunities and personalized feel that UNI has to offer.
The biggest thing about UNI was I really like the size and the setting of it. It's big enough where I'd have a lot of those Division I opportunities, and I feel like it could really fit me both academically and athletically. But at the same time, I know it's going to be a very personal feel. It's not going to be very big to the point where I'm just kind of a number in the classroom or on the track, and that was a really cool atmosphere to be in.
Becker said he really knew that he wanted to continue running in college after missing the track season last year.
I think that, middle school definitely was not something I wanted to do. I really did not like it then. But freshman year, I really enjoyed my teammates, and it was just a really cool experience getting to run at state. Just having like Coach Blake and my mom there kind of cheering us on, and it was just really cool to have just all of those different pieces put together. And then with COVID, it just really showed me how much I loved it when I didn't have it. And I think that really kind of solidified, yes, I do want to do this at the next level.
The quick success he experienced on the cross-country course gives him the confidence that he can thrive at the next level.
I think so, definitely. I was actually talking to my track coach coming up, and I'll be running about the same miles per week as I did during cross country. And so I think it gave me a little bit of confidence of, yes, my body is able to do this. It can do this type of training. And now it's a little bit used to it as well.
And Becker will look to run the 800 meters at UNI, along with possibility of contributing to some relay teams as well. In area sports yesterday, just one activity of note, the Bellevue East golf tournament was held, and the St. Albert boys competed there. They finished sixth at that tournament, played over at Terra Hills Golf Course. They shot a 354 team total. Millard West won the tournament with a 208 total. Brett Klusman was the leader for the Falcons with a round of 82. Elliot Shaw and Lane Sundberg both notched 87s. And Luke Hubbard had a 97. Cameron Martison with a 104 there for St. Albert at that Bellevue East Boys Golf Tournament. Moving on to baseball, game we had for you on the radio yesterday. Yadier Molina hit a two-run homer, and Dylan Carlson added a grand slam, leading the Cardinals over Miami 7-0 for a three-game sweep that dropped the Marlins to 1-5 for the first time since 2015. Jack Flaherty allowed one hit in six innings, a leadoff single by Corey Dickerson, who advanced on a walk before he was caught stealing. After another walk, Flaherty settled down. He allowed only two more runners, both on walks, and struck out six. Genesis Cabrera and Jordan Hicks finished that three-hitter there for the Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals getting set for their home opener here today in St. Louis, and it's a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Cardinals at 4-2. They'll host the Milwaukee Brewers. A division rival comes in at 3-3, and that'll be a 3:15 Central first pitch, and we'll have coverage, a little bit of an extended pregame. They always have more festivities going on there for the opening day in St. Louis. It started at 1:40 here this afternoon with our coverage here on the Cardinals Radio Network. And Adam Wainwright going to get the call there to the mound for the Cardinals to pitch that home opener today. For the Royals, Jose Ramirez, second to two-run homer of the game, snapped a tie in the eighth inning and sent the Indians to a 4-2 win over Kansas City. After Cy Young winner Shane Bieber struck out 12, Ramirez's one-out shot off of Greg Holland gave the Indians their first home win in 2021 after they were shut out on Monday. Earlier, Ramirez connected for a two-run homer in the sixth. Bieber allowed just three hits in six and a third innings. He struck out at least eight in 14 straight starts. Salvador Perez also homered for the Royals. Other scores in baseball yesterday: in one interleague game, it was Oakland 4-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Minnesota 3-2 over Detroit. Boston beat Tampa Bay 9-2. It was Texas 2-1 over Toronto. Seattle beat the White Sox 8-4. And Baltimore a 4-3 winner over the Yankees. In National League play, Atlanta 7-6 over Washington. Cincinnati beat up on Pittsburgh 11-4. It was Milwaukee 4-2 over the Cubs. That went to 10 innings of play there. Atlanta, a 2-0 winner over Washington. And it was San Francisco 3-2 over San Diego. Philadelphia beat the Mets 8-2. Colorado, an 8-0 winner over Arizona. The University of Iowa will celebrate the 2021 NCAA Championship Hawkeye Wrestling Team on April 17th at Kinnick Stadium following the Iowa Football Open Practice. That open practice begins at 9:30 a.m., and the championship recognition begins at approximately noon. Admission to both events is free, and fans will be required to wear masks. Additional information can be found at HawkeyeSports.com/footballgameday. The top-ranked Hawkeyes won the 2021 NCAA Championships March 20th at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. The team title is the 24th in program history and the first since 2010. Iowa head coach Tom Brands was named NWCA National and Big Ten Conference Coach of the Year for the second straight season. And senior Spencer Lee won the 125-pound championship a third time and was named winner of the Dan Hodge Trophy for the second straight year as a nation's outstanding wrestler. If weather cancels the event, the recognition would move to May 1st. That's Iowa football's second of two scheduled open practice dates. And the Iowa football program has enjoyed sustained success on the strength of defense, and that unit is expected to be leading the way next season. The Hawkeyes returned nearly their entire secondary from last year's team that finished second in the Big Ten by giving up only 16 points per game. A key will be rebuilding a defensive line that lost three starters.
You know, when you lose some guys, impact players like Nixon and Chauncey and Heff, you know, you sit there and say, hey, you know, who's going to be up the front? You know, we need to stop. Anytime you're going to win, you're going to win with the guys up front. And I think we have a good chance of getting, you know, 8 to 10 of these guys ready.
That's Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker. Parker says while the faces change, the standards don't, and it begins with limiting big plays. The Iowa defense continues to play at a high level, even in the midst of modern offenses and high-scoring games.
It's hard to play defense nowadays, so I think we've got to keep on working, and you got to, you know, go with the flow of what we're letting these offensive guys do. And it's a lot easier being an offensive guy than a defensive guy.
Spring drills run through May 1st for the Hawkeyes. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.